Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. I am Chip.
And I'm Chris. And this is a special edition show all about Orca swim run wetsuits. With us today, we have once again Annie and Brooke from Swim Run Labs. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Happy to be here.
We're back.
Happy to have you.
We're so happy to keep this going. You have no idea. Yeah.
We are really enjoying it.
We're happy. You're happy to keep it going.
Everyone's happy. So this is a little bit of a unique take because not everybody on this show right now has an Orca wetsuit, but we do have half the show that does.
Right, exactly. And interestingly, I would say if Annie is my counterpart, Brooke is your counterpart. So Essentially, we're kind of covering the same thing. And we thought, well, because there's so much interest in people asking us what wetsuits to get, all that stuff, we thought it'd still be useful to talk about kind of the wetsuits we've used. And Brooke and I have used Orca suits for a couple of years, so Brooke longer than me. So we thought, well, why don't we talk about the suits that we have used and kind of break down everything we know about them to give you at least somewhat of a review so you can make your informed decisions about what you want to use.
Yeah, so Orca is a swim company. They've been around for a while. They make triathlon, open water suits, and swim run suits. I feel that they
have free diving.
Oh, free diving as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's impressive. Oh, yeah, I see that. Triathlon, open water, swim run, free diving. And they also have kids suits. So they've been around for a while. They're one of the first ones that I have noticed that kind of got into the swim run wetsuit game. So they have that going for them. And they're the only ones that we have seen that offer swim run separates. So you can buy just the bottoms or just the tops if you like. So their product line, they have men's and women's suits. They have the swim run core top and bottom. They have two different RS1 suits, which we'll get into that a little bit later. They have the swim run perform suit. And then their entry level, the swim run core.
I think we should maybe spend a little bit of time talking about there's different iterations of this. So the core is definitely like the first iteration of swim run wetsuits where it's kind of like
they take a triathlon
suit. It's focusing, yeah,
they cut the zipper
legs
on the
off.
Front.
Yeah,
cut off the sleeves.
Heavy emphasis on buoyancy, especially in the hips and the chest. Some thin material on the shoulders and some thin material in the back, and typically sort of in your sort of crotch, groiny area.
And then Annie had a great word that I can't remember describing the evolution of swim run wetsuit. What was that, Annie?
Evolution of industry standard. So kind of starting right in that spot that Chris just spoke so eloquently to of like, we know how to do triathlon wetsuits and we're just going to cut the legs off to this style that I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, ARC perhaps pioneered of this very low profile minimalist bottom half that just enables free running. And we've seen other brands kind of hop on that as the current industry standard. I think we're seeing that trend.
Including Orca, which we'll talk about towards a little bit later in the show.
Definitely. So there has been a movement kind of as the sport's evolving, there has been a movement, I guess, by the elite level or the amateur level of kind of like we need a more run-friendly suit. And that's where the more flexible and free-moving bottom half comes in. So
yeah, and with that movement, I think there's been also a movement on zipper placement, you know, starting in the front and then trying the front and the back and then the front and maybe a little bit of the back and then a new zipper idea that we've just discovered from Orca as well. So that's kind of another thing that's evolving.
So let's kick this over to Brooke and you can tell us which one you have.
Yeah. So the Swim Run Core was my first swim run official wetsuit after racing in a surf suit and realizing that wasn't so comfortable. And, like you said, it's the entry level brand. I have the one from 2017. So I've been using this for a little over 3 years. And if you haven't raced in or practiced in a swim run wetsuit, when you put on the swim run core, it's noticeably a wetsuit designed for swim run. So it's got, you know, your standard zipper in the front. And it's about I want to say, you know, they don't say anywhere on their website, but I want to say it's about three millimeters, kind of uniform throughout the legs and the chest, and with a little bit of the kind of flexible neoprene at the shoulders, and then even in between the thighs for running, but pretty basic. And I've been loving it. Mine's getting pretty tattered and old right now, so I'm in the market for another one. But I've been racing and training hard in this thing for 3 years. It's been through its paces.
We have the Core, which is kind of their entry level wetsuit, and that's the one that you two use there. So we'll dive in on that one, and we'll start at the swim. How did that suit Brooke and Chris perform for you in the swim portion of a swim run? Chris, go.
Okay. All right. I have some shoulder kind of issues, and even when I raced triathlon, I always liked a wetsuit that was really thin in the shoulders and arms. So I found that the Core wasn't that comfortable for me to swim in. Like, I kept having to sort of like try to jack it up and try to get some extra mobility in my shoulders. I felt it was a little bit restrictive. And I raced in it for my first race, which was California Swim Run. And that was just a pretty short one. But even towards the end of that race, my shoulders were pretty smoked, and the swims weren't that technical or anything. So that was the one negative. But I've used Orca suits my sort of entire quote unquote triathlon career and loved them, swore by them. So the second that I started doing swim run and I saw that Orca made them, to me, that was the obvious choice. And I thought that, so the fit made sense, everything made sense for me, and I actually enjoyed the suit except for sort of long swims. It's kind of bugging me in the shoulders.
Yep. And Brooke?
I guess I just have like much stronger shoulders than Chris,
because
it doesn't totally bother me at all. No, I didn't notice shoulder restrictions so much. I thought it performed well on the swims. I was pleasantly surprised by how versatile it was for different water temps. So I raced in Orcas, and we had a 200 to 300 meter swim in 48 degree water. And then multiple 500 to 1,000 meter swims in 55 degree water. And it was also raining and overcast that day on the runs. And I wore this suit with the sleeves because it has removable sleeves, and was perfectly regulated throughout the whole race. So even though it's not very fancy in terms of where it has the kind of thickness for warmth or for heat dissipation, I thought it does really well for the swim in various temperatures.
Transitioning to run a little bit, mm-hmm. I found when I was running in it, like, I didn't notice any problems sort of with like fatiguing the hips or anything like that with a thick neoprene over the thighs. But I also didn't try to do like the world championship in them. So maybe at mile 30, I might have been pretty smoked. But I know that's something that folks have mentioned on previous shows. Did you find any of that, Brooke?
No, like you mentioned, it has that thinner layer in the crotch, so that makes it a little bit easier on the run. I don't find the thick neoprene super inhibiting on these kind of long courses in the US, not necessarily like the world championships, but you know, I wonder if I was running in something that didn't have neoprene, that I was like constantly fighting through with hip flexion, if over time I would have more energy, you know? Mm-hmm. So I do think in the later, what are we calling it? The industry standard evolutions, that we will see less neoprene at that hip crease for both men and women, because their hip crease is kind of in different places. And that'll be better for run performance. But I thought it performed well on the run. I can't cab down in it though, which is interesting. Like when so Swim Run Labs wrote a review on this last year, and it's on our website. And in the review, I wrote the review, I said that cabbing down was actually pretty easy in this suit. And And since then, I can't cab down anymore. So I don't know.
Because you're getting yoked.
I don't know if my shoulders are getting tighter and the wetsuit's getting looser. So something's going on there, but it takes me like a good 5 minutes in the water. I need the lubrication of the water to cab down in this.
Wow.
How about you? Are you able to do it on your own or do you need a chip behind you?
I'm pretty good at cabbing down on my own.
Dang. You guys need a little lesson.
I mean, I think sometimes, like, if I'm just feeling lazy, like at Catalina, I was like, just cab me down, dude.
Yeah, we were already,
that's what partners are for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I want to go back. Bottle.
Thank you for holding it for me. Yeah.
What do you want from the snack bag?
Yeah. Like the team mom.
It's like, thanks, mama.
Yeah, it's like the diaper bag for swim run.
Going back to the neoprene on the thighs, both of you, Chris and Brooke, do you have the first generation Orca Core?
Yeah, I think I do. I have the orange one. Is that what you have, Chris?
I have the green one, but I don't think there's anything other than color.
The color that they
I guess another random thing about the core is like there's a random tiny pocket on your hip.
Oh yes, we need to talk about that.
That I don't know what it's supposed to hold.
I don't know what it's
kind of like. It's kind of like if you drive like a European car in the U.S., like they have to put cup holders in it because Americans need their fucking cup holders.
They're big,
and they're like super small. Like it's like, what is this? Just for like a Red Bull and that's it?
It's for like a European espresso, not a grande latte.
Yeah,
but that pocket annoys the crap out of me. So I hold our team bandage in there. Okay. Because that's literally about, and maybe a spare pair of goggles if I'm crafty with fitting that, because that's literally all you can fit in that little side pocket. But I would say that's like a big drawback. If we're talking about the run and we're talking about storage, there's not a lot of places for storage on this suit. That's it.
That's a really interesting thing to reflect on, as like this was one of the first swim run wetsuits available in the U.S. They like Orca was pretty early to the party on that. And that I actually see storage capacity in this like industry evolution decreasing, where all of these, there was sort of like a boom of external pocket experimentation. And then now with what is kind of coming out as the higher end high performance wetsuits, there's
Less is more.
And it's sort of like leaving it up to this new thing that's developing, which is the swim run storage undergarment, which you can refer to our last show about.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Lovely. I mean, I know of the new suits. I know that Roka has a pretty big, it's almost like a cargo short.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty big.
Orca, their Perform. Okay. So they're, which neither of us have, but they have, two leg pockets for either storage or for additional flotation.
Right.
Two inner chest pockets, one that's elastic and one that are zip up and one that's mesh, and then one giant back pocket. So that's five pockets.
And it looks like the new iteration of the core also does have those two cargo pockets on the front of the thighs.
Yeah. Seeing that as well, Annie, it's hard to tell. I have it zoomed in. It almost, the way it appears, is almost looks like they're not for storage. They're more for flotation. Like putting your flotation stuff in there.
Yeah. Which I kind of think is, if you're going to use a kick-ass pole buoy, like we all love and want to, like, I don't feel like the thigh flotation is super important.
Oh, totally. I think even like, we'll talk about this towards the end, but Orca also makes like the shin floaties.
Yeah.
I mean, since using the keel, like, that's already too much flotation.
Like, you're already like out of the water.
So
the bobbing dolphin.
Do we want to drop a ranking review right now on the core and then move on to the next one? Or do we want to summarize all that at the end?
No, I think we can do that.
Which one of you two subjects are ready for?
Oh, ladies first.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. I give this wetsuit, I'm going to go 3.5. It's not super swanky or fancy, but man, it gets the job done. If you're coming into swim run and you want like a swim run wetsuit, this has held up for me for almost 3 years and it's now on its final legs. And that's like weekly multiple trainings in it and multiple races. So that's like a lot of wear and tear. I think this is a great suit for that. But if you're kind of serious about swim run, or not serious, but you just want to try things that feel a little bit freer on the run or a little more shoulder mobility on the swim, it doesn't maybe provide that.
Okay.
One thing I'm just going to throw in that I don't think we said yet is this runs $199. So you can get it for under 200 bones.
That's a good
which
value.
Low-ish barrier to entry.
Definitely.
If you're looking just for a swim run wetsuit, which at the time you bought it, Brooke, that was kind of your...
That's exactly what
same,
I wanted.
Same with Chris.
Yeah.
So what are you ranking this one?
Okay, so I'm going to base my ranking... I'm going back in time because I haven't used the suit in a couple of years.
We'll add the rewind sound effects.
Yeah, you can add like so I'm gonna give my pool buoy ranking based on the time when I was using the suit, and I would give it a 3. So I think the price point was great. For me, it was literally a no-brainer being familiar with the brand. Like I mentioned, I did have some sort of mobility issues on the shoulders. But other than that, I think it's a great entry-level suit. In fact, just a couple days ago, I sort of invited a friend of mine who wanted to go on a trail run to come on a swim run instead. And he showed up and I just threw the core at him, fit him great,
yes.
No problems. And it was...
I didn't hear one complaint about that, the wetsuit. I didn't hear a complaint about the wetsuit.
Yeah, no complaint about the wetsuit.
No problems.
But yeah, like I don't think I'm going to get it back, basically.
Yeah, I don't think
he's
going
to hold
either.
On to it for a while.
Just ask him to Venmo you like $100 or something. Also, who would you kind of recommend this suit for? I'm hearing both you kind of say entry level, you don't want to invest a lot. Is that kind of a common thread here?
I'd say that, and then also as a training suit, because like if I were to get, which I'm planning on getting, like a nicer suit for my next suit, or just another new suit, I would love to have this still for training, because I used this for training and racing, and I think that's why it didn't really last as long as I would like it to have. Although I don't really know
that
what a
said, it
wet
lasted
suit.
3 years.
I was gonna say, is that a typical? What
that's
I keep my stuff
pretty
for really
badass.
A long time.
I don't think anyone knows how long these.
I
things
still have my surf suit from college, so I keep stuff for a really long time.
Brooke, did you say its main fault is that it just kind of stretched out quite a bit?
Yeah, it got stretchy through the neck, so I take on a lot of water. So it's kind of like a drag suit for swimming, which is
no
crazy.
Wonder you're
maybe
so
that's
fat,
you're so woke,
right? Yeah,
yoked. No, she is.
Yeah,
woke.
It's my yoky shoulders.
Woke. She's woke too, I guess.
Yeah,
she's
woke.
yeah, I think I forgot what the question was.
Perfect.
I started getting compliments and got really embarrassed.
That's fine.
Just that it stretches out. So this could also be for. Like if you wanted your teenager to get into swim run and expected them to have a growth spurt or a neck enlargement.
Very good.
Yeah. Right? I don't know.
That's that people great. Are getting these days.
It happens. Yeah. And I would say like, yeah, this is great for that purpose. But if you are already sort of super stoked on the sport, you're probably better off going with some of the newer iterations that will allow you to run more free.
Through nature.
Yeah.
Through nature. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was a great review, micro review of the Orca Swim Run Core. Let's move on up the ladder to Orca's RS1 Swim Run suit, which we will say is their more mid-level suit. And Chris actually, are we looking at it right now? He has it with him.
So I think they would consider it their sort of, I mean, that's their top offering in terms of swim run suits.
It runs, it runs $399, but they have two other suits that they have one other suit that's $399 and another one that's $499.
Yeah. One of which is also called RS1.
Right. So
yeah, like the new iteration of what Chris has maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So the one I have is the $399 one, which on the website, it looks exactly the same colorways and everything. The material on the shoulders is a little bit thinner. It has this random pocket on the chest that's just for your whistle.
Or one single joint.
Yeah. And a glass waterproof container for you know, middle of the race, yeah, three quarters,
whatever you need it,
whatever melts
that
your butter.
That is really weird.
Or one single French fry.
Or a pencil or something. Anyway,
Or a whistle.
What you need?
We just do a whistle. It has a huge pocket in the back, like a zippered pocket in the back. That just—it's almost like
it's obscenely large.
Like you need to have very, very flexible shoulders. It has a two-way zipper, which I don't really understand why that's necessary for swim run. And then, and the hips, there is sort of like a little panel, kind of like a Superman
brief
kind of thing, where it's shorter, where it's thinner for. Right where the hip joint is, it isn't as big as like the head suits or some of the newer suits. And then the material on the thighs and the front is still very thick, but the material in the back is really thin.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it now. If you like basically cut your leg in half, the front half that would be down in the water has, I mean, it looks like six millimeter neoprene, yeah, potentially.
Yeah, I think it's six, and then it's two in the back. It also has in the crotch sort of like a thin neoprene panel, I guess, to help with running.
An aeration.
The one we put it up next to the arc suits, which the whole sort of belly button down is essentially a very thin neoprene. This was even thicker, or was the arc? I can't remember.
A little bit thinner than the arc.
Okay, so it was a little bit thinner than the arc, and then the arc kind of has that sort of all the way down, which also looks like the way the new core and the Perform Orca suits kind of have that style, which is sort of waist down. It's definitely more designed for running.
So, Chris, is the back part that's really thin almost like swimsuit thin, or
it's thicker than that? It's definitely, I wouldn't say it's more than 2 mils.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
And then it also has, does it have removable sleeves, or did you
it
have
does.
To cut those?
No, okay. It has removable sleeves. That's actually one of the things I really like about Orca, is like all their suits come with removable sleeves for the most part.
Yeah, that's pretty clutch. I like that.
That is really
good. Yeah, you don't have to pay extra for them or anything like that.
And I think it looks pretty cool. It's got a bright a cool neon suit. Yellow fluorescence.
Yeah, I wore this. I wore
really
this suit
good visibility.
I wore it at Casco Bay, and it held up awesome and all the different water temps and run sort of situations. It was great. So I really like this suit.
I will say, I'm going to say there might be something to the whistle pocket, because the Orca core that I have has the whistle hanging on the zipper. Mm-hmm. And when I'm like running, if I'm running zipped up, it's kind of annoying. It's just like bouncing around, click and clang. But I hate my clicking and clanging. So maybe the whistle pocket's actually kind of a good idea.
As your podcast safety officer, when would you be using a whistle? And is access to the whistle practical in the whistle pocket?
Good call.
Oh, that's a good point.
With cold fingers.
Hold on, I'm drowning. Let me open my little whistle pocket.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my whistle fell to the bottom of the sea.
Oh, shoot. I left my joint in there. I did not put the whistle back in.
All I have is a French fry.
My French fry's in there.
And also, it has the zipper pocket. I mean, the little pocket. It's not a zipper. It's a little Velcro thing. And I'm just trying to pull it out now while I'm holding a mic and sitting in a chair lounging. And it's actually a pain in the butt.
You're kind of struggling.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you're essentially drowning.
Now go dip your fingers in like a bowl of ice water and try to
do that. I finally got it out. How long did that
take? Can we hear a little... Okay.
Try not to. Should we do a full test on this? Okay.
That's pretty... Let's compare whistles, because I think mine's a lot bigger.
Oh.
Do you hear that?
That's pretty good. Hold on. We have 10 dogs running this way. So this suit clocks in at just under 400 at $399.
By the way, side note, I think whenever we review a wetsuit, we should do a whistle test.
We should have to whistle it.
Yes.
I have my whistle. Can I do my whistle?
Okay. This is the core whistle.
We can compare the whistle.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe Annie should guess. But, okay. Ready?
Whoa.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to go again. I'm going to give it.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't blow it right into the mic.
Oh,
people
that had like a really clear, crisp tone initially, and then it kind of like died out.
Well, I do have golden pipes, so.
But Chris's whistle is, it looks like it's aluminum.
Oh,
yes.
Mine's plastic.
Yeah, it's definitely some sort of metal.
And mine is very tiny. It's the size of like the tip of my pinky finger.
Oh no, this is
this is like the size of your pinky finger. So it's much.
Oh no,
much
this is very tiny.
And it's attached with a little piece of stretchy cord.
So for $100, you get a nice upgraded whistle.
Yeah, yeah. Which brings me to my next question, Chris, because you have tested the Core and the RS1. So $200 difference. Do you feel this wetsuit performs $200 worth better?
Great question.
No, I don't.
Say more.
Damn.
I think for...
Let us have it.
For the price point, and I must admit, you know, when it comes to gear, especially wetsuits and stuff, like I might be a diva, but I'm also like willing to spend money if I think it's going to solve a problem or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when I got the Core, I was thinking about getting the RS1, but then I was like trying to be responsible. And then it's like, you know... Then think anyway, this is the therapy, retail therapy for me. But yeah, I think for the price, I was expecting it to perform better in the sense of just like the way it didn't seem like a market change from the Core. There were some of the panels were thinner, some of the design was a little bit more streamlined, but overall. I mean, I don't think that you were getting so much more.
No, you're not getting $200 incremental,
right?
Additional.
I would say though, if you're an Orca person, just skip the Core and go for the RS1 if you already know that you're going to be in the sport for a while. You know.
Okay, and then so what?
And
oh, go ahead, Annie.
If you're going to do that, be aware that there's two RS1 swim run models.
Yeah, I was going to say we should talk about
we're
this.
We're
going
to make our way up there. We need Chris to deliver his review. RS1 swim dash run. What's
okay? I'm gonna give it 3.5 pool buoys.
Okay,
pretty much for the. I mean, I already kind of explained it. I mean, I think it's a good suit. I think again, putting it in its place in history when I was using it, that's what I would give it. Comparing it to the suit I've been using this year, which is the Head sleeveless MyBoost suit.
Which you've been loving.
It's engineered for swim. It feels like
the entire process
is engineered for swim run.
And we won't make you go through all things, but was there any swim performance or run performance or transition performance that you'd like to call out about the RS1, or are you ready to move on beyond this?
No, I mean, I think they perform both well enough. I didn't notice any issues on the run, and on the swim it was fine.
All right. Well, let's move on up the line. I guess we will, right, to Swim Run Perform by Orca, which is their semi-top tier looking suit that looks like pretty flexible neoprene legs. Nobody owns this suit, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And then it has kind of a belly band that looks like if you've ever been really close to a pregnant woman, they wear belly bands to support their stomachs. It kind of reminds me of that. It's like a neoprene belly band that goes right around your core. And then the chest panel appears to be a very light neoprene as well, similar to what's on the legs. But that suit runs you also $399.
Yeah, I think that suit is probably more akin to the Arc Sports style of suits where
I would concur.
Thin sort of neoprene for warmth in the chest, skinny in the shoulders for mobility, and then the legs kind of run first kind of style.
Yeah, it also has the pockets for flotation or just a lot of granola bars or whatever that you're bringing.
Yeah, like and then, five peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
I think the placing of those is bad though. If you're not gonna use it for flotation, like who puts the cargo pocket like right in the front?
Yeah.
Yeah. And on also, the part, I think for the flotation, if you put flotation in there, if it's not like centered under your thigh, I don't know, it could like externally or most likely externally rotate your hip outward, like
that's a good point. They also have on the Perform wetsuit the front zip, traditional swim run front zip, but on the back they also have a, I guess we'll call this a quarter zip, mm-hmm, that goes pretty much to right in between your shoulder blades.
So I like that part. I feel like that could be cab down
friendly.
Easy.
Yes.
Cab down friendly.
Okay.
And they also stuck with the whistle pocket.
Oh, they did?
They got a little whistle pocket.
We'll have to ask our friend Sandrine, who has that, to do a whistle test for us.
Yes.
Mid-swim.
A mid-swim whistle test. I don't see anywhere an Orca on the Orca website that they have flotation. It doesn't appear that they're selling the actual flotation bits. Well, hold on.
It might come with the suit.
Oh, I spoke too soon. Here it is. Swim Run Extra Buoyancy Pads. And they will run you $19 for, you know, it looks like, yeah, like two peanut butter jelly sandwiches side by each.
Yeah, I just go get some styrofoam.
Yeah, I'd probably do just as well. Interestingly, the head, my boost, both sleeveless and sleeved, have those same pockets for additional flotation, but they have them on the inside. So it kind of like kind of locks them in place a little bit.
Huh. So
I think placement is key with that and kind of tricky. I don't know how I feel about that, but
yeah,
I also haven't used them because with Mondo Euro stuff,
cold buoy, you don't need it.
You don't need it.
Yes. So that was the Swim Run Perform by Orca. I don't particularly have any strong feelings about this one. Does anybody have any commentary they would like to add?
I mean, I guess I'll add that. If you're looking into where the future of swim run wetsuits are going, like this is the present, this is the new present, right? So it's the material from the waist down, belly button down, is going to be this sort
run
of thinner
forward
stuff.
Wetsuit.
Run forward, a lot of thin neoprene to make it faster, and I think the next, you know, looking forward, what you're probably going to see is sort of the same style, but then there has to be some warmth, some additional warmth for.
Cold
water.
Yes. So,
well, and a lot of the new wetsuits also have that, like what you were talking about, Chip, the pregnancy band, but that like core midriff layer. Like Arc has that. What do they call it? The belt. They call it
the Arc belt, I believe,
or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think that's for? Is that just for warmth? Like of your internal organs,
I think it is.
Have to shunt blood there.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know. I mean, part of me is like, well, maybe it's just buoyancy. Like that's where you need buoyancy the most. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's true. I think you would just need it along your midline more than anything.
I think that you two are onto the right path about the warmth thing because it seems like it's a race who can make the thinnest, fastest running suit because the majority of swim runs are. You know, the majority of your time is spent running. So they're trying to really optimize for that aspect, but then they can't go so thin to where you're going to freeze your ass off in the water.
Right.
So,
yeah. It's a fine line in the design game, which makes it kind of exciting to see like what people, you know, opt for. Cause some people go like flotation heavy.
Yeah.
And it's just like pockets everywhere, stuff them full of, you know, peanut butter and jelly styrofoam. And then others just go, you know, just spandex. So it's interesting to see.
And I think there's no you also sort of have to select your wetsuit based on how you are as a swim runner. You know, if you get really cold, you might not want to be opting for one of these run heavy performance ones.
I also think body type, right? Like
totally.
You know, I think the Orca fits sort of a regular build, but if you were super skinny, like our friend Ray was, like. I mean, this suit was, I mean, it fit him okay, but it definitely wasn't like compression-y or tight in any way. Yeah, and I think, you know, a suit like the Blue 70 Alliance Swim Run Wetsuit, which is heavy on the warmth, you know, that has some application for different events. So I'm curious to see if they're going to do something and kind of own sort of the warm, heavy-duty, durable wetsuit space.
Pacific Northwest races.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we shan't forget about the top-of-the-line Orca wetsuit. I'm gonna offer a name suggestion that they call this one the RS1 Pro.
Yeah.
Mm.
And this one will run you a cool $500 US, $499. And we were discussing this before we were on air. Apparently, and we have not seen this suit in person, but it's attached traditionally like a wetsuit. But when you fully unzip the front, the whole chest opens up like a jacket or something.
Yeah.
Like wings of a bird.
Yes.
So Roka makes a triathlon one-piece suit that's the same idea, where the top has a zipper and opens up, and you still have your sort of
bibs
underneath. So maybe that's what they were going for. Just make it super easy to not even have to cab down, but just get a ton of ventilation going in.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Can you, like, is it, cab downable if there's like a what you're talking about, like a thin layer underneath. 'Cause
it's not a completely separate jacket piece. It's a They don't make it totally clear.
Yeah, their website's a little it needs some help. But if you cab down, the top part of the swim run wetsuit would be just dangling behind you, like
tuxedo tails.
Yes.
Oh yeah, a penguin tail.
Yes. So you'd have to like then maybe tie it around your waist by the sleeves. This could get messy.
Nightmare. Yeah. I mean, for $500, I don't know.
It's pretty big risk to take.
Yeah, I'd have to see this one in person, but they have on their site, they're trying to bring the latest innovations.
So yeah, because notice the legs, you guys. The legs are super, they're all around minimalist, front, back, in, out.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
They're running legs. So
arc legs. Should we just call them arc legs?
We'll call them arc legs. Okay. I hope someone else didn't come up with
an actual term. So this is their third generation of the RS1 suit. So the RS1 that Chris reviewed is Gen 1 or Gen 2. We're not totally sure.
It's definitely Gen 1 because it was the first year that they offered it.
Okay.
It was in 2018.
Gen 1 it is. So I don't know who, what would you, anybody have any thoughts on who you would recommend this RS1 Gen 3 to?
Somebody who wants to buy it, test it, and tell us about it.
Yeah, it's hard to recommend it without actually seeing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, hey, one of the great things about Swim Run is that everyone's trying to figure it out, and in its way, it's kind of its own arms race and who can come up with an ideal solution. It looks like the pool buoy thing isn't, I mean, we have some really great pool buoys and that still isn't completely sorted out. Same thing with wetsuits, same thing with shoes. I mean, I think the sport is still, which I think makes it really fun, right?
It's awesome. It's super fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone's just trying, I mean, kudos to them for trying to do this innovation.
I love seeing what people come up with, you know.
I'm trying to think of like who is the special person that this tuxedo jacket RS1 is for. I think it's either for like a longer race where I feel like the longer the race, the more those thermoregulatory challenges catch up with you, where like if you have let yourself get too hot and like lose a lot of fluid through just sweating in your wetsuit on runs early in a race, that can really put the lid on your race experience. Also, if you get really cold, usually you can't even finish if you get hypothermic. So this might be for someone who is prone to overheating because it does look very easy to vent
and to take off completely.
Those were my exact thoughts, Annie, as well. So
yeah, which is one of the reasons why I use the Head MyBoost sleeveless wetsuit.
This sounds like a different review. Yeah.
Well,
are
Chipper,
they paying
no, no,
you?
No. Chipper and I agreed when we mentioned the names of the wetsuits, we're mentioning the entire name. So whenever we mentioned the Blue 70 Alliance Swim Run wetsuit,
that's why.
Oh, okay.
Like if that's what you named it.
Can you try to make it sound more natural and flowing?
I can't. I really can't.
So now to the Orca Swim Run Core top and bottom. Now this is a totally unique thing that I have not seen before. Mm-hmm. They've tried this on not they as an Orca, but this has been tried in triathlon. This kind of two piece suit, and it never really caught on just because it seems like a headache, to be honest. But for swim run, it's a very curious application. I could see a reason why somebody would own this. Now the bottoms will run you $125.
Right. And it's kind of like a sim short kind of thing, modified sim short.
So it looks like a very run friendly bottom. And then the top doesn't seem to be super warm because it seems to be very lightweight, but that will cost you $115. So this whole bundle, carry the 5 times division the remainder.
Whoa.
Oh my word, 140?
40.
$140. $240 total.
Yep.
40.
So there's
only 40 more than the United pieces of the core.
United core. Yep.
Oh, you know what they're advertising this as? You can choose different sizes for the top and bottom pieces. So the perfect fit no matter what your size. So maybe this is a good option for people who are thicker in the bottom and really thin up top, or vice versa. Yeah. They can kind of mix and match based on their body type.
Or have like a freakishly long torso or something.
Yeah, it could be that.
Yeah, if you want to be judgmental about it.
Well, you know.
We're not, no one's a freak. I think this could also be good for, I know our friends, the Swim Run Monks and the Baywatch, Team Anvil Baywatch down in San Diego area, do it because it's so warm and the water's so warm. They're doing a lot of swim runs without
just actual, in bottoms.
Yeah, just in bottoms. So this could be a good kind of like middle of the road option.
Yeah. How liberating would that be to just do swim run in some bottoms and a sports bra? Well,
that's why I want to do the Malta race.
Yes. 100%.
A warm weather swim run without having it to go to Brazil or something.
Pretty great. Yeah.
Well, we're on board for that. So I think, if normal or traditional sized wetsuits don't really work for you from a sizing perspective, maybe check out the Orca Swim Run Core top and bottom. Or if you want the option to just buy the bottom or the top or whatever you're going to do, those seem like.
Right. I think the last offering that they have is they do make shin floaties that are Orca branded ones, which I used for Casco when I was using the RS1. This was before using a giant pool buoy. So it was helpful, definitely a lot of warmth and a lot of protection, which worked really well at Casco because, you know, some of those beach exits were pretty weird and rocky. Yeah. So it kind of kept your shins from getting all beat up.
And while we're talking about Orca, they also offer the Swim Run Pool Buoy with Velcro straps, a non-DIY one. They have a neoprene Swim Run top that appears to be like the Arc Kangaroo or the new Lapra top. And they also sell a tether and a swim run belt.
Whoa, so, you guys.
$55.
$55 for something you can.
I think I bought 100 feet of the same colored cord for $8 maybe. But anyway.
And if we're going to talk about this product, I've actually experienced this product. And it is not worth the $55 because the bungee is so much more bungee than you need. It's like enough bungee to get your boat on a trailer. It's way more bungee than you need to tow your swim run partner. And you've just got this like, lasso of bungee. There's tons of bungee, heavy bungee. And the belt is like very thin, rides up, difficult.
Ouch. Well,
so you guys, I saw their Aero shoe covers and I thought they had invented that thing we had recommended about putting over shoes, swim run shoes.
Well,
but they're bike. Yes.
No,
they're for biking, which is random.
So friend of the show, Marcus Barton,
yes,
said he actually tried those during a race and he said they broke. Like halfway between the
legs. Yeah, like they didn't last because the neoprene actually covers kind of the bottom of the shoe.
Oh, they're not made for bearing weight upon your feet.
Oh, so you just like covered them. You just shredded them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea though. I'm glad.
I like that he tried it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool little. I mean, it seems like a good idea, but
until you try it.
Yeah. So. All right. Was there any other thing? So I think what we kind of settled on is that Orca they have a great entry level suit. And if you're looking for a little bit more in the run performance, if you move the way up the line and they're with the Perform and the RS 1 Gen 2, and then even the Pro or the RS 1 Gen 3, if you want more run forward performance, then that's kind of the way to go there.
Yep.
And you don't have to pay shipping like crazy overseas shipping costs.
True.
So that's a good point for US swim runners.
Definitely. Definitely.
Cool.
And go ahead, Brooke. You go first.
Well, you go, Annie, because mine's more of a story.
Okay. Well, I just want to throw one more question out there. I think, Chris, are you the only one who has tested the Blue 70 Alliance swim run wetsuit and the Orca Core swim run wetsuit.
Yeah.
Because those, I think, are the two most affordable entry level suits that are available to US swim runners without exorbitant shipping costs. I would love to hear from you. I think if with the discount code that you guys give for Blue 70, which is they often have discount codes that you can kind of use.
It's like 20% is their standard.
So I think it's like 216 for the Blue 70 Alliance Swimmer wetsuit, and and then it would be 199 for the Core. Speak to that.
Yeah. So I'd recommend either of them, sort of equally. Mm. I think where I would tailor the recommendation would be where is it going to be used. I actually really like the Blue 70 Alliance swimmer and wetsuit. It's just really thick. So any warmish weather race, I'm going to have a problem in it. It's great for winter in the Bay Area. It comes with long sleeves, and you have to cut them off if you want to make them shorties. And I just kept them long because might as well have that in the stable for training in the winter. Winter in quotes in San Francisco Bay Area. I think probably the Core has more sort of general versatility than the Alliance. But yeah, I mean, I don't think you could go wrong with either of them. If this is your first swimmer on wetsuit, can't go wrong.
Nice.
Great. That's great insights. Brooke, bring us home with the story.
I just want to say that this wetsuit, I think, captures this one of the spirit or the essence of swim run. When I first got this wetsuit, it was for Casco 2018, or no, I got it in 2017, but I wore it in Casco 2018. And Annie and I, after the race, in all of our excitement and eagerness to get to the burger station, changed behind some dude's Jeep and went and got our burgers and beers and hung out, and then caught the ferry. And I got all the way back on the other side, like to the mainland, and realized I don't have my wetsuit. And it didn't have my name in it. And I was devastated. And thank God we're able to contact Lars. And he got in touch with John Stevens, who lives out on the islands, who knew the owner of the Jeep. And they followed the Jeep to the home and found the guy in his home, and the wetsuit was still on top of the Jeep. And the guy drove the Jeep to the next ferry, gave it to the ferry conductor, who then took it back to the mainland. And I met the ferry conductor and got my wetsuit back.
That's the most Portland Maine story I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Such a good story.
I love it. That warms my heart.
Does it warm the chuckles of, what is it?
Cockles.
Cockles. Cockles?
What? Yeah, what it warms Marcus the cockles say? Of my heart.
The
that's what he says.
Cockles of your heart, yeah.
The cockles.
That's awesome.
Well, that was, what a fitting end to this Orca wetsuit complete lineup review.
Yeah.
I mean, we covered it all for Orca.
The check should
be in the mail, I hope, from them.
Yeah. If you have any questions or suggestions for things you want us to review, definitely hit us up. And then,
lowtideboys@gmail.com. And Annie and Brooke from Swim Run Labs, where can people find you?
You can email us at info@swimrunlabs.com. We are on Instagram as Swim Run Labs, and we are on Facebook. You can be part of our group, the Swim Run Lab.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and leave a review on iTunes if you're so inclined.
You can also sign up for our newsletter at lowtideboys.com. That's boys with a Z. And check out our meme page at The Low Tide Boys on Instagram. If you have any questions or suggestions for the show, drop us an email at lowtideboys@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Writing Easy Records for our show music, and of course our wives for their support and tolerance of our swim run activities, hobbies, and other bullshit we do.
Finally, you can support our efforts on Patreon. Until next time, get out there and go for a swim.
And then a run.
And then another swim.
Then another run.
And then another swim.
and then run to the finish line and just keep going until you're done.
Yes,
or run to the finish line.
Or run to the car.